This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Matt Barber, Director of Cultural Affairs at Liberty Council, an organization that's been actively involved in many legal challenges involving the definition of marriage. In addition to the major elections in Virginia, New York State, and New Jersey on Tuesday, the major ballot initiative that was drawing attention nationwide was in Maine. That's where voters ended up rejecting a law legalizing same-sex marriage that was passed by the legislature and signed by the governor earlier in the year by about a 5-point margin. And Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, most of this gay marriage movement of legalizing it has been in New England with a couple of exceptions. So how important is it, how significant is it that the voters in New England said no in the state of Maine?
Well, this is huge. It's very encouraging. You know, in one of the most liberal states in the union, Maine, the people have once again rejected this newfangled, kind of ridiculous and oxymoronic notion of so-called same-sex marriage. And so we're seeing, again, there was a time when it seemed that the momentum might be shifting in favor of so-called gay marriage, but now we're seeing the momentum shifting back. People, even young people, I think, recognize that marriage is what marriage is. It's between a man and a woman. That's what it's been for time immemorial. And you know, by calling an orange an apple, it doesn't make it an apple. It is what it is. And to try to radically redefine one of the fundamental cornerstones of any healthy society, that being the institution of marriage, it's destructive to individuals. It's the, you know, the emperor has no clothes meets George Orwell, and it's just not going to happen. The American people have rejected it, and it's only radical, you know, judicial activists and a handful of state legislators that are in the pocket of the very powerful homosexual lobby who are trying to redefine marriage. The American people, we the people, have said no. Marriage is very important to society. Keep your hands off of it.
We're talking with Matt Barber of Liberty Council. And Matt, you're right. 31 states have voted on this. 31 have voted for traditional marriage. I want to get your reaction real quickly to the a couple of arguments made by those in favor of same-sex marriage. First of all, they say that by voting against this new law, by the voters turning it down, they're denying rights to people that are available to heterosexuals. How do you respond?
Well, that's just absolute baloney. There are certain parameters that are set. There is equal protection under the law here in that every single person is treated exactly the same. There are certain parameters that are set on the institution of marriage, that being that two people who are closely related cannot marry. An adult cannot marry a minor, for instance, the people who enter into a marriage relationship and contract have to be of opposite sex, opposite gender. So those are parameters that apply to everybody. Every person who self-defines themselves as a homosexual based on their chosen sexual behaviors or temptations, they can still avail themselves of the institution of marriage. They can enter into a marriage with a person of the opposite sex that is not closely related to them or is not a minor, just like everybody else can. They just can't redefine marriage and remove those parameters, because if everything is marriage, then nothing is marriage at all.
Matt, the other issue they bring up, even in defeat, is that when these amendments and other challenges on the ballot came up a decade or so ago, the margins of victory for traditional marriage were huge. Now, even albeit in liberal states, they're much closer. Do you feel that even though traditional marriage is still winning, that the tide is slowly turning?
Not at all. And in fact, the very wide margins of victory that we saw in some of the early constitutional amendment battles were in states where the vast majority of people were firmly behind natural marriage. So in those early ballot initiatives, we kind of were able to pluck the low-hanging fruit. And certainly we are now having to address the kind of last remaining vestiges that have not yet adopted, for instance, a constitutional amendment or laws protecting marriage. And those just happen to be in these very blue, often very liberal states. So it stands to reason that the margins of victory are still going to be closer. But it just, again, goes to show you that even in these states that are vastly Democrat and vastly liberal, even those states recognize that marriage is what marriage is and have rejected this postmodern secular humanist redefinition of marriage.
Well, Matt, the only reason reason this, of course, happened is because Maine has a citizens or people's veto in place. Otherwise, the legislature and governor would have had their way on this. What about some of those other states that have recently enacted this? Vermont, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and so forth, Iowa. Are there mechanisms by which there will be efforts to get this on the ballot and potentially remove those laws from the books?
Absolutely. You mentioned Iowa, for instance. The earliest that those efforts could take place would be in 2012, just because of the way the system is set up there in Iowa. It's different in every state, but in every state that remains yet unprotected, in every state that is still a target of the radical homosexual lobby, we have boots on the ground to protect marriage, and people will be moving forward with whatever the process may be for each respective state to do just that, to protect the sanctity of the crucial institution of marriage.
And even closer to home, Matt, the Washington, D.C. City Council plans to legalize gay marriage. And I know there's a huge effort by traditional marriage supporters to once again allow the people to have their say. What's the latest there?
Well, that all remains up in the air. I know my good friend Bishop Harry Jackson is leading the charge on that effort. But again, just what you just mentioned, it underscores the reality that it's a handful of politicians or activist judges who are pushing a social agenda, a radical social agenda that the American people have rejected. In every instance, when it's put to we the people, we get through the hyperbole and through the rhetoric, and people understand how important marriage is to society, and they are going to stand firm ground. Even liberals, for the most part, will stand firm ground to protect marriage.
Matt, we'll have to call time there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time and your insight.
My pleasure as always. Thank you.
Matt Barber, Director of Cultural Affairs at Liberty Council. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.